thanks to Breakout River Meats, 100% Australian meat, locally produced from Cowra, New South Wales. Meeting? Let's catch up with
Can
Mark
Can I get
Stafford.
You to say with me, how bloody are ya?
Across the ditch.
Oh, yeah.
Got a little Staffy. Intro for you, Maddie.
Oh, gee, eh? I didn't know that was coming, but I like it. Good afternoon.
We normally play that. We normally play that before your fade is up on New Zealand. We just held it off a little bit so you could enjoy.
Yeah, nice, nice. Hey, it must be a good feeling around New Zealand rugby league fans this morning. What's the reaction been like to those? Look, they were wonderful scenes, Staffy, and it was the best of rugby league on show out there. The emotion, the passion, the recognition. Obviously, the victory helps, but it just had everything.
It was so good, and the scene was set when the West Tigers captain came out for the toss, and they had the ground announcer there, and they said, "You've won the toss, what do you want to do?" And he's Jackson Hastings, and he said, "The first thing I want to say is a big thank you to the Warriors for keeping our competition alive, and it's so good to be back here in front of all the fans and welcoming your home team." He got a massive ovation for doing that. I snuck onto the field after the match and spoke to David Nofaluma, the wing. He was dejected, but the first thing he said was, "Welcome home to the Warriors. Yes, we're disappointed we didn't get the win, but we want to acknowledge the importance that the Warriors have played in the competition." So feel good all around that. And then the game itself, picking up the win, 26,000 people, packed stadium, unreal atmosphere. So good, Matty.
As far as sporting events that you've been to and that you've seen and covered and witnessed, how did that one rate? I mean, the interesting thing, it's a club game, you know. It's just it's a regular season game, and it's obviously not going to catapult anybody into the finals, etc. So as far as that one goes, where does it sit for great memories?
Oh, it is right up there with one of the top. And even before the ball had been kicked, I was telling our audience before that when the video of them came up on the big screen at the ground of the players waiting in the old tunnel where it all started for them in 95 and Tohu Harris and the others lined up, the crowd erupted. And I thought that was loud. And then they ran onto the field. I could feel the noise of the celebration. And Josh Curran was leaping, just leaping for joy. Sean Johnson, with his arms outstretched, banging his heart, pointing to the fans. It was quite a moving and emotional moment, even before the ball was kicked off. And then the game itself, I mean, so much relies on your spine, etc. Sean Johnson had the best game in his second turn in the Warriors jersey. He put on a kicking masterclass. He was up in the line of the fence. He was more vocal than I've seen him this whole season. He was fantastic. It was such a good game. Such a good thing to be part of.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you know, the incredible thing is we've gone through the last 1,038 days, and along the way we've picked apart what's been wrong with the Warriors and all that kind of stuff. And then whenever you throw up, you just got to get them home. Everyone goes, "Well, that's a really simplistic view." But at the end of the day, that's exactly what was needed. That was the shot in the arm that was needed. It was the right time, and it has been such a long time. So you just cannot underestimate how much that return to Mount Smart means for this club. Not just putting everything behind them after the last 60 matches over here, but the next couple of years as well.
Yeah, interestingly, I also spoke to Ronald Volkman after the match, and I just said, "How was that to play in front of compared to anything else you've done?" He said, in their captain's run, at the end of the captain's run the day before, the senior players, the players that had played at Mount Smart before, pulled them all together in the big circle, as they do, and they told them what it would be like. They told them that it will be full. There'll be drums, there'll be flags, there'll be cheering. They said it'll be like nothing you've ever experienced. And Ronald Volkman said, I couldn't comprehend until it happened. And he said, "This is a special place. These are special fans. I can't wait to keep going." And then we had Andrew Abdo joined our game callers post-match, actually. Talked to him for about 15 minutes, and he had nothing but good things to say about the Warriors. The NRL want to help develop the game of rugby league in New Zealand because it's fallen away in the last 3 years, Matty, because we just haven't had anything here. So good signs for the game of rugby league over here in New Zealand.
You know what I would have done if I was Casey Badger in the bunker? As everyone's going for that first try, I would have totally chickened out. Seriously, yeah. Mate, I would have gone, "Just give it to him. Just give it to him." I do not want to be the person that takes that first try off. And it was millimetres too. I mean, you could go either way on it. But, oh, man, I was thinking of your supporters. I was thinking of the players, and then I was thinking of Casey making that huge call and having the gumption to do it.
Yeah, I was doing sideline commentary, and I said the Tigers fans players were blowing up at the refs, telling them to send it upstairs. And my comment was, "There's 25,000 TMOs in the stands here saying that's a fair try. Don't you dare overturn it."
Oh well, that's the way it played out. And wow, I wonder what time she got on the flight this morning to get. Well, no, no, she'd be back in the bunker, wouldn't she? So, anyway, hey, so the All Blacks 42-19 against Ireland, the takeout from that?
Yeah, we've actually just had our veteran commentator who's called the All Black Test matches since about 96. And I mentioned to him, I think it's the best first test performance of a season that I can remember for the All Blacks. And he tended to agree. Like, we normally see the All Blacks are a bit dusty and take a game to get into it and find their combinations. They took about 15 minutes and then they put on a show. Look, All Blacks, then the Warriors. It was a great weekend for the Oval Ball fans. Great start for the ABs.
And the reaction of the Wallabies win, so 30 points to 28 in a game that had everything. Quade Cooper pulled out just before because of a calf injury, and then we had a send-off along the way as well. So what's the reaction been like from the Wallabies' performance?
Yep, the New Zealanders support the All Blacks and anyone that's playing England, as you well know. And yes. That was the Wallabies. But that was a truly gutsy and gritty performance that they probably shouldn't have won, thrown all those circumstances, as you say. Quade Cooper ruled out. Noah Lolasio, given, 6 minutes' notice, you're now starting. Tom Banks going off, badly injured. The red card. So much against them, and they found a way to win. Wasn't great rugby, Maddie, as a spectacle for a rugby purist. It wasn't a patch on the quality of rugby of the All Blacks Ireland, but that was a mental game for the Wallabies, and they beat that mental demon. I take my hat off to them. I thought they did superbly to win, given all the ingredients that were against them.
Mate, I'm glad you've had a great Monday across there on SENZ, because your fans over there, your listeners deserve it. So genuinely from this side of the fence, especially in regards to the Warriors, you know, we say well done and soak it up, because there are plenty of rugby league fans over here who are so appreciative of what the Warriors have done to keep this game going, but so happy to see what transpired at Mount Smart Stadium yesterday. So soak it up, mate. Enjoy it. And we pass on all our best to all of your listeners.
Top man, Matty. Thank you so much for that.
Good on you, mate. We'll chat again next week. Mark Stafford there, SENZ Afternoons host. You can tune in to Staffy via the SEN app. Thanks to Breakout River Meats, 100% Australian meat from Cowra, New South Wales, and only found at your local independent butcher. We're back after this break.